We Americans enjoy a wonderful and powerful way of life, but internally and in relationships, we may wish for better. Join me as we look beneath the surface and gain insights to transform every aspect of your life. My name is Dr. Ann O'Hare, and this is The Spiritual American. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Spiritual American. My name is Dr. Ann O'Hare, and I'm your host. And today, we will be going into part two of the Raj Yoga Foundation course. Today, we will be talking about the three levels of consciousness and the Supreme Soul. So, this is a five-part series, the Raj Yoga Foundation course. I'm going to have it in a playlist at the bottom of the YouTube channel, so you can look at it in the playlist. And so what's the purpose of doing the Raj Yoga Foundation course? The purpose is to add a context of knowledge to our meditation practice. And these principles and spiritual laws and natural laws that are being discussed are going to enhance my understanding and also, like I said, propel progress in my meditation. So last time we talked about the soul. We talked about the original nature of the soul and the qualities. And we also talked about the mind, intellect, and sanskars, which is very interesting. It shows how our inner faculties work in terms of the mind and how we make decisions and how it affects our behavior and so forth. Today, we're going to talk about three levels of consciousness. I'm going to put up a picture here. And so as you see, there's three parts to this picture. There's the bottom part that looks like the universe. So there's the physical universe. That's what we call ordinary consciousness. And by the way, when we say this, it's a picture, but imagine that it's an awareness. So each level is an awareness that we hold, and we can explore these in meditation as well. So the bottom one, like I said, is ordinary consciousness, or you can call it body consciousness. And the physical universe is here. My name is Anne. I live in Florida. I'm talking on a podcast right now. It's July and so forth. All of that is our ordinary life. We're very familiar with this, our ordinary life living in time and space. And that's body consciousness or ordinary consciousness. The middle level there, that white band up there, is what we call subtle consciousness or angelic consciousness. And what's the qualities in that awareness? So I'm bringing my awareness in meditation, and I'm getting in touch with my own pure feelings and good wishes. What's an example of that? If you've been listening to the podcast, you may have heard me use this example before, but imagine that you're in a room with about 10 adults and a woman walks in with an infant. What happens to every adult in the room? Every adult in the room automatically gets happy. They're very interested in the baby. They want to see the baby. Is it a boy or a girl? They get curious. They want to interact with the child. They want to maybe see if the baby will look at them or interact with them. And that baby doesn't have a degree, can't talk, doesn't even practically even know that it's there. And it transforms every single person in that room. So what is it about the baby that creates that kind of a shift with everybody in the room? I'm going to say that it's the baby's innocence and purity. And when we're exposed to that kind of innocence and purity, it touches our own innocence and purity. And we automatically have good wishes and we automatically have pure feelings. So in that angelic stage, I'm going to bring my attention in and I'm going to get in touch with those qualities of the soul. I am peaceful. I am a soul. My nature is peace. My nature is love. My nature is benevolence. And I wish that all souls would feel peace. I wish that all of nature is peaceful. So I'm expanding my capacity for that feeling, good wishes and pure feelings. And you'd be surprised if I can get into that state. It's a very pleasant feeling to be in, and it's easy to stay in. Once you get into it, it actually feels like it's self-sustaining. It's very beautiful. I think also sometimes I call it my angelic heartbeat, like I have to stimulate my angelic circulation. So that's the subtle region or the subtle consciousness, angelic consciousness. I'm actually feeling pure feelings and I'm including the whole world. Also, you can have pure feelings about your body. You can have good wishes for your family. Just keep it very simple and very universal, very pure. So that's the middle. Then we can go even deeper inside into an absolutely still state. And that's the top on the picture where you see that red world of light. We call that the soul world. And I get into a stage where I'm absolutely still. And that stage is called seed stage, like a seed. Like I haven't grown. I'm actually concentrated in my awareness. I'm absolutely still. If you notice, there's a point of light there. That's the supreme soul or God. So God is on that frequency. So when I become completely still, I'm only aware of myself, just self-awareness. I can sense God's presence. We also call that bodiless stage. So bodiless stage means that I'm not out. My body is still here, but my awareness is completely withdrawn and completely free. You could also say that it's beyond. You could imagine that I'm a little point of light going through the ceiling, through the sky, through, you know, beyond, beyond, beyond. Or you could imagine that I'm bringing my attention in, into a point. Either way, I'm making myself very still and I'm in this world of light. I'm in this world of stillness and I'm aware and silent and peaceful and still. In that stage, I can feel the presence of the Supreme. So who is God? God is a soul, just like me. When I heard that God is a soul and a point, like God's a point, like behind me, you see the point of light. So God's a point and I'm a point. And that made me very happy, actually, because I grew up thinking that God was some far away, unrelatable, grand being that I would never be able to relate to or understand. But when I heard that God is a point and I'm a point, like a point of light, and God is not bigger than me or smaller than me, like we're both points, I felt really happy because I felt like, yeah, we are the same. I remember hearing that God created us in his image. What does that mean? I mean, we're the same. We have the same DNA as God. So if I look at the soul, the qualities of the soul, peace, purity, love, happiness, benevolence, wisdom. So then God is the ocean of peace, the ocean of purity, the ocean of wisdom, the ocean of happiness, the ocean of love. He's the unlimited. He doesn't come and take a body. He doesn't become a human being. That soul, I'm saying he, but it's not a he or a she, it's a soul. The soul is unlimited. When I'm on that frequency, like in the Bible, it also says, be still and know that I am God. So that idea of being still, I'm silent, and I'm peaceful. That's the frequency of God. I'm going to put two very good guided meditations in the description below by Anthony Strano, which are very helpful. I used them myself in the beginning, and I felt like it really put me right there in front of the Father, like point to point. And in Raja Yoga meditation, Raja means the highest and Yoga means connection. So Raja Yoga means that the soul is connecting with the Supreme Soul. And in that connection, it's a connection that's vibrational. So I'm the point, God's a point, and I'm in this world of vibrations, but I'm very still. And then I'm receptive to subtle experiences. And I've had my own personal experiences. We all have our own experience with God. Every soul has their own experience with God. And in Raja Yoga meditation, we have some of the framework, some of the blueprint needed to get myself in that right frequency, on that right channel, to feel the presence. So that is the end of the second lesson. So today we covered the three levels of consciousness, which you can practice in meditation, and then the Supreme Soul, which you can feel and you can experience a relationship with, a connection and sharing of at a vibrational level. So I will leave it there. I recommend that if you're interested in this, that you play this again so that you can hear it again. And also check out the links in the description. The Brahma Kumaris website is there. We have physical centers all over the United States, all over the world, actually, 500 centers in 120 countries. So check out the locations of the center near you so you can get connected if you are interested in learning more. And until I see you next time for part three, take care.